Good morning from Paul O'Mahony, who's driving on the road from the Kinsale roundabout in Cork to a place called Ballincollig, which is in the west side of Cork City. It's one of these kind of new towns out in the country, but which has got an awful lot of people living in it. I'm just driving along, trying to get a bit of a grip on my workload. It's pretty heavy at the moment. I have about four clients for whom I need to finish some writing today. And as if that wasn't enough, I've had a bit of trouble with my car, which took about 4 hours out of my day yesterday. And as if that wasn't enough, my daughter, who I love to bits, has a birthday party coming up tomorrow, which involves quite a deal of coordination, because the party is actually going to be held in our house. So, and there are probably three or four other things that I can't think of immediately now, or that I've repressed on my mind or surrounding me. So I'm one of these typical people who's got a whole load of balls up in the air, and he's hoping that he doesn't miss one of them crashing down and smashing into smithereens on the floor beside him. So I'm using the time in the car to try to focus a bit on the joy of getting my car returned to me intact. Actually, this might interest you. You know how you can't trust car mechanics or businesses that take your car and go and work on them? Sometimes they don't even do the work. They tell you things that turn out not to be true. They're notorious. The whole car repair sector is notorious. I wouldn't trust them with the barge pole. I've had reasonable service. I've had absolutely awful service. But all the research, I remember which magazine did a survey where they incognito went around, took the same car to various garages, and they got all sorts of contradictory advice. So the sector is not trusted. You know, if you do find a garage that is good at repairing your car, and you really do, you're impressed by them, you don't leave them. They're a bit like a dentist. You wouldn't swap dentists if you had any sense, if you found a good one, provided you could afford them. But I've taken my car to this garage called Automotive. It's on the Kinsale roundabout, or near the Kinsale roundabout in Cork. It's right across the road from Smith's Toys and Curious Wines and all sorts of nice other stuff. But the thing about them is that, first of all, the owner of the business is an extremely pleasant man. And by that I mean that he is just one of the nicest people you can meet and chat to and talk to over coffee. And this has nothing to do with his competence as a owner of a business or anything like that. He just happens to be a really nice guy. And that does actually make a huge difference to me. So that, first of all, predisposes me to want to spend time with him, really, and want to, so I will think of doing business with somebody if I like them. And if I don't like them, I'll try really hard not to do business with them. So he's very nice. But in addition to that, he's done me a whole lot of tiny little favours. He's driven me from A to B. He's picked me up when I was going somewhere. And these are things for which he didn't charge me any money. And he had, at the time, he had absolutely no idea that I would do business with him. So from that point of view, I felt that this is a very generous man. He's not only pleasant, but he's generous. And I'll tell you another thing. I like doing business with people who are generous, because it actually makes me want to be generous to them. So that predisposes me. So that's another feature. If you're in business, in addition to being a very nice person, it's very helpful to you in business if you're very generous. Do things for other people without looking to get paid for it at all. Because the day will probably come when the person who's on the receiving end of your generosity will want to get even and be very generous back to you and kind of repay the debt, although, you know, nobody's ever called it a debt. And then the third thing about this this man's business is that when I went there, in addition to discovering that, you know, he knew all about cars, which I took for granted, but I found out he did. He really was terribly knowledgeable about them. But he had all these staff working for him who were also very nice and very pleasant to me and also very generous with their advice. And this is the thing that has really hooked me altogether. They told me interesting things about my car. They told me interesting things about the car repair business. They told me things I didn't know, and I felt myself to be intellectually, I felt myself to be educated by them. And I wanted more of that. I wanted actually, so I ended up over this, I'm talking now about something that's gone on over a good number of months, a long time before I actually was really in need of having my car done. But I found myself being both impressed and wanting to do business, you know, almost wanting to be in need of their service, because it is really good to get looked after by somebody else. It's a kind of basic human need. It operates at the most primitive level from the very earliest age of childhood, but it carries right the way through into business. I actually want to be provided with a superb service by a business, and I'd almost go out of my way to have a need in order to have the experience of getting the service. So I'm driving away in a car that I thought really was finished, and I won't have this particular car for very much longer. For reasons I won't bore you with, I need to get a new second-hand car. But the key thing is that I've had a service as, you know, from this company, and it really has me delighted that I had a problem. And that's totally ridiculous and contradictory. I mean, why would anyone want to have trouble with their car? But it's a psychological quirk. So, okay, I'll do the advertising blurb. It's Paul Allen's business, and it's called Automotive. And, you know, you can find them, MOTIF, I think. And you can find them if you Google them. They got a pretty decent profile on Google. And, you know, I go to them in order to have conversation with them. They'll do your car terrifically well at a extraordinarily fair price. But I just go and talk to them because you'd learn about customer service. You'd learn about anything, really, because they're actually so good with people. It would, you know, take your car in there and get a bit of free business consultancy. That's my take on them. Okay, that's me. Enough rambling. I'm heading now to Ballincollig. I'm right out along the road, and I'll next be appearing in Ballincollig town centre on a very nice dry fine day. And thanks very much. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.